All right, Drover, I'm ready to go into action. Two questions. Where is Sally Mae?
She went inside to get her camera.
Number two, with whom or what do I go into combat?
Oh, Hank, I hate to tell you this. It's awful.
Nothing's awful unless you believe it's awful.
You're gonna be scared.
I doubt that, son. Remember the silver monster bird? Remember the enormous monster? Remember the night I defended the ranch against the entire Coyote Nation? With that kind of combat record. Never mind. Point me towards the enemy.
Over by the baby. You want to know what it is?
Might as well.
It's a giant rattlesnake, Hank.
Huh? The hair stood up on the back of my neck. Chills rolled down my spine. All at once, I felt the cold grip of fear closing around my throat. I have very few weaknesses, very few clinks in my armor. In fact, you might say that I have only one weakness. I'm scared of snakes. Always have been. My Uncle Potsy was bitten on the face by a rattlesnake and died a horrible death. I started shaking. For a long time, I couldn't speak. The only thing that kept me from losing control was Drover. I couldn't allow myself to fall apart in front of Drover. It would have ruined him. I fought against the shakes and chills until at last I was able to speak.
One last question, Drover. Why didn't you handle this case by yourself? Why did you come get me?
Oh, I didn't think I could jump the fence. My leg's been...
Is that the only reason?
Uh-huh. Oh, and I'm scared of snakes, especially rattlesnakes. They bite.
I see. Did it ever occur to you that I might be bitten?
No.
Or that I might be afraid of snakes?
Oh, heck no, 'cause you're not a chicken-hearted little mutt like me.
That's true, unfortunately.